I couldn't agree with you more. I've been going since about 1986. It made the Bible in so many ways come alive. But I fell in love with the people, with the culture, with the nation. I took my children and my grandchildren right before the horrific October 7th attack. And we embedded ourselves. A good friend was having a bar mitzvah. We embedded ourselves within the Orthodox community and had Shabbat together and ate together and fellowship together, studied the Torah together, went all over Israel. And it was one of the most memorable, best times that we have had as a family. And so we are so grateful. I encourage Christians all over the world, you must make your journey to Israel.
Well, listen to Paula.
I say it will be the best.
We will welcome you.
In
Jerusalem and Nazareth and the Sea of Galilee and all the places that you hear about, they're not somewhere remote. They're real places. They're actually very close to each other. So you can actually see where the Bible happened. You can actually see where it happened.
And
there are remnants, too. I mean, there are churches. You know, there's a church right in the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus preached.
Oh, yeah.
In Capernaum. It's there. It's standing there. You can stand exactly where Jesus stood. You can walk in the footsteps of Jesus.
See, I'll just start going.
And the Hebrew kings.
The Pilgrim's Path.
And the everywhere. And the prophets. All the prophets that you know, Jeremiah, Isaiah, you know.